Hey. To my little brother, Leon Bernard Haywood, also known as MC Sundance, we love and miss you, and we will always live our lives, live, love, and laugh.
And my father, Stephen Gerard Hoffman, everyone always tells me I look and act just like you. You're my hero, and I'll love you forever. I'll never forget you. Love you, Dad.
I have to love that about remembering 9/11, this time 10 years later, so a much bigger anniversary, if you will. That's where we begin. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. It is all about America and was during the day, thinking about the red, white, and blue, the stars and the bars everywhere the eye could see, at least in my world and beyond my world, from all the images I was getting from people, not just in New York, not just in Washington, and not just in that field in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. That's how we roll here in the United States of America, the greatest country on the face of the earth. And today, once again, a very resilient people prove that we will not forget. And what happens every year in listening to those names, it keeps the memory of those people who unfairly were caught in the firestorm of terrorism, and their families survived and thrived and have had to move forward, but they do not want to forget the victims. It's very gut-wrenching at times and heartbreaking to hear the names, and there certainly is a heavy amount of grief that many of those people must carry. But now, 10 years later, instead of just a hole and a construction site, now, if you go to Lower Manhattan, you will see a 9/11 memorial, and eventually the museum will be opened, and it's incredible. 400 trees, two giant, massive pools with waterfalls near the inner sides, right there in the footprints of where the former towers each stood, and those pools holding 480,000 gallons of water with the names of the people, all the people who were killed on 9/11 around the ring of the waterfalls, so that the inner side of the pools where people are reflecting, they can see the names of those who were killed. And on this memorial, what they've done is they've put people who were friends and things they knew. They got 12,000 requests to put certain people near each other because they worked in an office and they were close at Cantor Fitzgerald or wherever they might have worked, the Port Authority. And they put those people together because the family said that they were friends. And now in this memorial in bronze, what the families who actually for the first time got to see this memorial, because they were the ones allowed in on this groundbreaking, if you will. I mean, it's already built, but groundbreaking day to expose them all to that. They could sketch the name of the father, the son, the grandson, the mother, the sister, the daughter, just stunning. 8 acres at this memorial, 8 acres. And then they're going to have this museum pavilion as well that you would enter in through the underground through a series of ramps and a glass-covered atrium facing the North Tower and all that kind of stuff. And you see the tridents. Remember, when the towers went down, it almost looked like an accordion that you would see on the news, if you remember some of the images that you watched. And it would be standing there, and it kind of blew around. It almost looked like a piece of coral, if any of you have ever dove, you know what I'm talking about. And that was what was standing there. So they took two of the tridents, and you can actually see the tridents in the museum pavilion. And the same thing, too, at the Pentagon, they've got a memorial. They've got a park with 184 benches, and that's over a small lighted pool of water for those who died there. And Flight 93, where it went down in Somerset County, Pennsylvania. They've got 40 wind chimes at the main entrance. You can see it from the highway. And the Tower of Voices, right? The sacred ground and the 40 groves of trees that are planted around a bowl where pedestrians can go and run through the groves. So certainly now there are definite marks, places where people can see and feel, because remember, sadly, many of them, and we've talked about this many times, many of them didn't get anything back of their loved ones, the victims, because there wasn't anything left. So now they have a place to go and be. When we rewind the clock and we recap and look back on that morning that changed forever the world, some of you are listening to us in Australia or listening to us in the UK or other parts of the world, not just the United States, and you may have American friends and whatnot, or you may have been spending some time in America. You know that what happened to our nation has affected yours as well. On that first flight when the two hijacked planes went into the Twin Towers, killing so many people, Flight 11 taking off just before 8 o'clock in the morning from Boston, and it looked like it'd be any other day, a clear, pretty day, 81 people on board, 11 crew members, just heading to California. Five hijackers, unbeknownst to them, were on board. And then by the time 8:46 rolled around, that plane was crashing into the North Tower of the World Trade Center. That tower then collapses by 10:28 in the morning. But slightly after that, you have Flight 175, a United flight that took off at 8:14, 56 people on board, 9 other crew members, and that plane takes off from Logan, headed for Los Angeles. And then that crashes into the South Tower of the World Trade Center, and the South Tower ultimately collapses first at 9:59. And also simultaneously with the takeoffs and whatnot, taking off just after that Flight 175, Flight 77, the American flight from the Pentagon, that hit the Pentagon, the flight takes off from Washington Dulles International Airport, headed for Los Angeles, 58 people and 6 crew members. By 9:33 in the morning, Ronald Reagan National Airport lets the Secret Service know that an unknown plane is headed toward the White House. Soon afterwards, Flight 77 makes a turn toward the Pentagon, crashes into the Pentagon. Flight 93, 8:42 in the morning, takes off from Newark. 37 people on board, 7 crew members, headed for San Francisco. 9:57 passengers on board begin an assault on the cockpit. At least 10 passengers, 2 crew members, made phone calls to people on the ground to tell them what was going on. 10:01 in the morning, a hijacker flying the plane asks, "Shall we put it down?" The plane plows into a field at 10:03. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Once again, for my friends at Midas Resources, these are hard times for investors. You don't know which way to go. Is the market going to recover? Is the Washington spending machine going to continue? And that means a lot of debt and maybe printing money to cover the debt. They call it monetizing the debt, but that's a fancy way of saying inflation. And a lot of people are worried about that. So you need the ultimate inflation hedge, and that's gold. Now, let me be clear about this. Commodities fluctuate in price. They can go up and down. Very volatile. There's no guarantee. But if you want the ultimate inflation hedge, you need to talk to my friends at Midas Resources. The number, 1-800-686-2237. If you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to have it in your possession, call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. It's Midas Resources, 1-800-686-2237 for gold, and tell them Jason sent you.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Your attorneys to plead my case. No obvious to send me in the outer space. At my fingers, I'll be true with diamonds and gold. But that ain't gonna
happen.
Tenth anniversary of September 11th, there were bells that were rung. You could hear that there, the North Tower bell. That's what you were listening to. And, in fact, there were several other things that were done, bagpipes playing. At all three sites, you would have heard the bagpipes playing. And I think the best way that the people could have been honored, they were honored, especially with these living, breathing memorials where not only the families can go, because let's face it, there will be so many other thousands of people, and not just Americans, who will go and see these memorials, whether it's in New York, whether it's in Washington, D.C., or whether it's there in the field in Somerset County, Pennsylvania. And that, I think that's the best possible way you can honor those people, besides never forgetting. You know, after the towers went down, and, of course, there was just weeks and weeks and weeks of what happens now, and we have to get them, and we have to be more vigilant in what's happening in this country and who's coming in and searching people at airports and, you know, all the things that happened with the colored alerts of what we were in, an orange, a red zone, or whatever. Just crazy things also ensued, because every time somebody was stopped, whether it was Richard Reed, then all of a sudden we all had to take off our shoes, whether it was liquid, whatever the new ways that could possibly do damage at the airport, then that changed something that we had to do at the airport. So all of us are absolutely forever changed. There's not one person that can say they have not been affected by the tragedy 10 years ago, because every single one of us has. It's just a question of how personal it ultimately was for you. And I'd say it's very personal for every single one of us, because there's an innocence lost, too. I mean, we were in a cocoon before. Let's face it, in a sense, we were living in a cocoon before 9/11, never, ever thinking that a plane is flying into one of our buildings, a commercial jet airliners, four of them being hijacked, and who knows how many more could have been hijacked as well, because the thought was there were other buildings in danger. Remember, other cities were evacuated. I had family in downtown Chicago evacuated. Just get on the loop. Don't even pay. Just go through the turnstiles. Same thing in Philadelphia. And obviously, New York, people were getting out of the city, getting out of Manhattan, getting away from what was going on. And the same thing in Washington, evacuating the Capitol and the White House and people having no idea, are we under attack? Is there more planes? You know, ultimately what's going on. One thing that has to be, I think, talked about here is the fear factor. Not living in fear, but somehow being more aware, that cocoon. And what I take out of a definitely tumultuous decade, because that's what it's been worldwide, certainly, since the impact was felt in the United States, is you cannot be gripped with the fear of being afraid to fly, to travel, to do whatever it is that you're going to do in your life. One of the things that President Bush said afterwards is what people can do is, what can we do? How can we help people? You need to go out. You need to start living. People need to live, and that's what we have to do. I mean, it's the one thing certainly that he said that I thought, you know, obviously that makes sense, because we're seeing that the economy is also, it's a familiar theme, isn't it, being crunched, and part of that is because people were not doing that. People weren't going out. There was concerns about the stock market, obviously, and it's because of what had happened on that day. And ultimately, not living with the long shadow of thinking that the boogeyman is always out there, right? So one of the themes of Obama's speeches and some of the places where he spoke, of course, visiting every single site, was exactly that. Take a listen.
God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear.
And that's the thing. We can't do that, but we want to certainly remember. And in remembering, one of the things that has to be paid attention to is now what has happened in the war situations, what's going on in Afghanistan. All the military, all the people who have given their lives, all the people who have served again and again and again, the troops who go over and over and over and over and continue to do such. If you remember, on October 7th in 2001, U.S. and British forces began airstrikes in Afghanistan after the Taliban wouldn't hand over Osama bin Laden. I mean, there we go with the bin Laden odyssey. And as we went through a series of events, if you remember in 2002, President Bush said the Geneva Convention applies to Taliban prisoners, but not to captured Al-Qaeda terrorists. So he refused to classify either as prisoners of war, and there was a big debate over that. Then you had other things that were created as a result. In November of 2002, the Department of Homeland Security was created. And then a terrible day for Bush in hindsight. Remember, and I'll never forget this day, I remember waking up to this, in May of 2003 on an aircraft carrier, under a mission accomplished banner, the then President Bush declared major combat operations in Iraq have ended. You know, the whole mission accomplished thing. In fact, in his memoir, he says he wouldn't have done that. He wouldn't have that banner back there. And moving forward, in December of 2003, people forget this, Saddam Hussein was captured. And he was found in a cellar, ultimately, at a farmhouse. And if you go beyond that to 2005, that many years later, Hussein is tried. He's executed by the end of December after being sentenced to death by an Iraqi court. And, of course, in moving forward, as we get deeper into it, what happened in Afghanistan, NATO taking control of security ops in Afghanistan, and then we, even if we fast forward through a series of events in Afghanistan to, sadly, this year, the 20 Navy SEALs who came from the same unit that killed Osama bin Laden this past May are killed when their helicopter is shot down in Afghanistan, and it's the deadliest single U.S. forces day in the decade-long war. In all, 30 Americans died in that crash. We'll never forget what they sacrificed either as well. And the decade, if you had to define it, if we had to define what our the meaning, I guess, of war is, with the war's outcome still very much in question, although there's some optimism by what's happened, if we were to look at that situation, we certainly grieved for the people who were lost on 9/11, but have we felt the same way? And I ask myself this question every single time we talk about it on America Tonight, and certainly off the mic as well. Have we done as much grieving for the thousands of people, the soldiers, etc., who have died in the 10 years since then? Because they are certainly a part of this. One thing that I noticed in all of the ceremonies that I thought, bravo, that was mentioned. Everybody mentioned, talked about the sacrifice, talked about the troops, talked about their families, and bravo, because they should have been mentioned in this as well. We're going to continue with more here on America Tonight.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic, land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Alli-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Alli-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Janet Marie Alonzo.
Anthony Alvarado.
Antonio Javier Alvarez.
Victoria Alvarez Brito.
And my uncle, James Kenneth Samuel Jr. We miss you.
All right, we're remembering 9/11, talking about a plethora of different things because, you know, ultimately that's what happened. Lives were changed, legacies were ruined, and certainly freedoms that were taken for granted, you could say, were tread on, depending on your point of view. Think of the Patriot Act. How do you feel about that? Think of wire tapping. Think of some of the things that we've talked about that are Big Brotherish that scare us to death. Coming up on our next show on America Tonight, going to have an interesting conversation with somebody who knows all about a phrase that I'm very fond of and which I thought should have been the first thing that they did after the attacks on the Pentagon and you know, all the planes, the attacks on the Pentagon and New York and ultimately what would have been another plane plowing into something in Washington, D.C., but ended up in the field thanks to those people acting and then putting the plane ultimately down. But one of the things that we're going to talk about coming up this week on America Tonight is following the money. And ultimately, that was a big part of this. When you follow the trail of dough, where does the money lead you? Where did the money lead? If you think of Osama bin Laden, for example. So somebody who was pretty close to that, whose job it was to connect the dots financially, will be a guest on America Tonight. I'm not going to reveal his name. He's coming on tomorrow, so it'll be a pretty big surprise. But he's agreed to do an interview, and we look forward to that. So we'll talk about the financial repercussions of 9/11 and following that trail of breadcrumbs or money as to where were these things happening, who was funding it, who was funding the operation ultimately, right? So to sum up the day, and it's very hard to do because there are so many different aspects. You know, it's like an octopus, so many hands grabbing in different directions, looking at how we've changed, looking at how freedoms that have been taken for granted are mangled or tread on, and some of that is pretty scary. And how far do you go, and where is the line when you're talking about security in the United States? How far will you go? And I find it interesting, a lot of times it depends on if somebody has a family versus if somebody's single. Because when you're single, it's, let's face it, it's just you. It's easy to bang your chest and say, oh, I don't care. I'd rather, why should all these things happen to us at the airport? Because I'd rather just go through, and I don't want to be patted down. I don't want to have to go through all that. Now, somebody has a family, they think that there's some security to that, and if they take the children through and their wife through and whatever, that it's the first line of defense. Often here on America Tonight, we have certainly attacked the TSA, because I think what's happened is the pendulum in some cases has swung in a completely different direction. So while we need to be vigilant, we don't need to be ridiculous. And common sense seems to be lacking in our security efforts in some cases, because some of the obvious things are not noticed and still are happening, yet things that should just be common sense and they should be let go are not. And I'm referring to, of course, the obvious things that it's easy to go off on this, but it's something that continuously happens. The crazy pat downs of babies and children, where it's not that they're walking through the scanner or even having to take off their shoes or that kind of thing. It's the pat downs, the invasive pat downs that have happened just too many times. And that makes no sense. There has to be a playbook somewhere that says, we've hired you to use some common sense and good judgment. And then, of course, the answer you get back from the head of the TSA, John Pistoli, is that children can be used as bombs. We've seen that in other parts of the world. And we're going to have to stretch our imaginations and assume, and I think it's okay to assume, I know what assume means, but it's okay to assume it in this case, that when you see some of these children coming through, they are not human bombs, and it's quite obvious that they're not. Which is why, if we want to be more vigilant in how we've changed our world, and if we move forward and we look at what are the first lines of defense, and what are we willing to give up, and do we have to give anything up? What is it that we need to feel like we're keeping this country as safe as we can? Well, the answer is, it goes back to the follow the money question. If you want to be safer at the airports, then the people, I think, that are really some of the defenders who could deflect what might come through, they need to be people who were private eyes, ex-cops, who were very good at spotting things. Because I think then you elevate the game a little bit, and certainly significant direction. Because you have people who know how to look for certain things, patterns, human behavior. You can't tell me that when Muhammad Atta went through security at Boston, there wasn't something that gave a signal off, didn't look a little funny, all these one-way tickets. I mean, there were lots of clues of what was going on in 9/11. Maybe not specifically that these planes were going to be flown into certain areas, but that something was wrong. That something just didn't add up. But nobody made the calls or paid enough attention. That's why I think there is an easy area of improvement. That's one thing that could be done. One thing I haven't talked about too much, but I'm going to mention here, is if, in going forward, we're talking about security. If we go back, however, because it was a day to remember and then move forward, what happened on that day that did forever alter how we all live, I don't care who you are, it has altered your life in some way. If nothing else, if you're flying somewhere, it's taking you longer. Unless you have your own plane, unless you decided, I'm going to get my own plane, but then still, with your own plane, you still have to have a flight plan, you have to leave from whatever airport it's you're going to leave from, and it might be a little bit trickier than it was in the past. As far as commercial flight, though, and thinking of what happened with the four flights and the crashes, and then, of course, the reaction, the bridges and tunnels in Manhattan once the towers were going down and all that, and all of that was taking place, the bridges and the tunnels were closed. And we also remember that the planes were grounded. People were stranded wherever they were. I mean, they were taken in, but the planes put down wherever it happened to be, whatever the closest airport was. The FAA ordered that to happen, to land at the nearest airport. You had 4,500 planes that were in flight. And you also, and people forget this, you also had the complete evacuation of Lower Manhattan. And if you've ever been there and you think that it is our biggest city, which it is, it's not so easy to evacuate that area, but it was evacuated, of course. All those things happened as a result. Now, if there had to be an evacuation, if something had happened in these major cities, if we look from what we saw 10 years ago to what we see now, has it gotten smoother, easier? Would more lives be saved? I mean, there's a question for you that I don't know that you can get a definitive answer to. We've talked to people about emergency preparedness, for lack of a better way to describe it, or the run like hell and get out of the way kit that you might have stored somewhere. But how many people actually heed that? How many people know places to go and know how to get out of Dodge, so to speak, if they had to do it? And I challenge every single one of you to be much more in tune with that. It's not fear-mongering, it's just reality. If you have everything you need in order, boy, isn't that smoother. If you have kids especially, because now you have a plan. It's like a budget. These buffoons in Washington can't come out with a budget because there is no roadmap. Then it's just, a little here, a little there. That doesn't work. What's the roadmap? So you have to have a roadmap to escaping. If you learned nothing else from that morning of terror and Flight 11 and Flight 175 and 77 and 93, the reaction to it, how it altered how we lived, make sure you have a plan in case you get stuck in whatever scenario, in whatever city you happen to be listening to America Tonight. Other things have happened in the world, and we're going to recap some of that as well. It was a day to remember, but it was also a day to keep on living, and that's what people are doing. We'll talk about it next.
OpsGear is your source for head-to-toe tactical gear. Save 15% on your order right now. This week only, radio listeners get their choice of OpsGear t-shirts for just $11.99. We've got shirts for military, law enforcement, zombie hunters, veterans, infidels, shooters, and more. Check them out at OpsGear.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout. That's GCN, and save big on our exclusive t-shirts. Plus, we give away great gear each week. Visit us at OpsGear.com. That's OPSGEAR.com, or call 888-239-1384.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Stop feeling stressed, tired, and overwhelmed by everything happening in your life. You can reach optimum health and wellness today by listening to Healthy Alternatives on WebTalkRadio.net. Dr. Jerry Teplitz, a stress management pioneer, gives you tips and consults the experts about getting rid of stress, fatigue, even headaches and migraines. Go to WebTalkRadio.net and click on Healthy Alternatives. You'll be glad you did.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Backyard here for odds and ends. And with that, let's go to Texas. You know, the fires in Texas now have destroyed over 1,500 homes, and 17 people are missing so far at this point. Whether some of them have been found or not, before I went on the air, we checked on that, and still that number was the same number. Terrible thing, because of the drought in Texas, where many cities, they're talking stage two, and they can water a couple of times a week, you have what becomes ripe for arson, fire, whatever. I mean, fire, it's the same thing. They think this one in Bastrop, Texas, was started by arson with a bunch of kids that they're still trying to round up. Sad to see that number, and even more sad, you talk about firefighters, because over 300 lost, remember 9/11. And this is the thing, when you're a firefighter, you got to be relentless, whether you're out in a more remote area in Texas or you're going up in a building, different types of firefighting. But these guys, man, you can't say enough about what they're willing to do. It has to be one of the most dangerous occupations or volunteer opportunity that people do for either a living, or they do on the side because they feel so compelled to help their communities. So the number of homes keeps rising, but it's over 1,500. You have more firefighters that are coming in to Texas from other states. You have 17 people that they still can't account for at this point. That's obviously sad. We hope there's not a terrible ending there, right? And a lot of the other fires that were started, or even this one fire that they believe was arson, you have the drought conditions, you've got Tropical Storm Lee that really whipped up the winds, and that helped spark a lot of it. In fact, you know, there's not an exact number, but they believe the number of wildfires across the entire state is 190. 190. But the worst is the fire outside of Austin, the capital of Texas, 30 miles, 3,400 acres ripped up in this fire. And it's going to go up because even though some of it has been extinguished, there's still more that's going on. And people are trying to salvage perhaps a few belongings. But most people say the stories that they're only given a few minutes to evacuate. And suddenly, before they know it, their homes and the neighborhoods are going up because that's how vicious it's been, the way it's moved so swiftly, where, you know, they think it's okay down the road, and then suddenly it's gotten that much worse. And for anyone who's ever, and I can't even imagine, put yourself put yourself in that position, and what do you grab? What are you doing? It goes back to the same thing I said about that whole prepared thing, where you have some kind of a game plan if something were to happen, whatever it is, Mother Nature or, sadly, something else. Is there a plan? Is there a meeting spot? Is there whatever? And even in this case, that's happened with some of the people because they've gotten away from their family, or they were off doing something else, and then they can't reach them. You would think even with the cell phones or whatever, but in some cases they weren't able to reach their families. So how are they figuring out a place where they can regroup? What are we doing? Who has what? Who grabbed the dog? Who grabbed this? Where are we heading from here, you know? Moving from the fire and how sad and awful that is for so many people, to a reminder of the Afghanistan war, but sadly, all these years later, now what's continuing to happen is, we know this, the end game is supposed to be 2014, but yet the Taliban seems to have rallied, because if you know anything about what's gone on in Afghanistan the last couple of days, really, a truck bomb wounded 77 soldiers, American soldiers, killed five Afghans. This happened outside an outpost that served pretty much as a reminder of, what are we doing here? What happened? Because the troops are still fighting this war that doesn't seem as though it's wrapping up, even though we're supposed to pull more troops out by the end of the year. Think of what's now happened. What happened in August with the helicopter going down. Now, with this attack, 77 American soldiers, I'm going to say it again, 77 American soldiers killed or wounded. 77 and five Afghans killed as a result of this. Phew. I mean, it's a miracle that all of those Americans weren't killed. But for the Afghan folks, it included a police officer and four people. A three-year-old girl was part of that group. Again, a reminder of what is going on with the Taliban, who immediately said, we did it, we did it. They couldn't wait to announce that they had done it. They issued a statement saying that they're going to keep on fighting until you get out of the country. We're going to keep on doing this because we have a lot of stamina. That was part of the release. We have an endless stamina for a long war, and that it will continue to uprise until we send. This is a quote from, this was a quote from what they released. We will send the Americans to the dustbin of history, like they sent other empires of the past. lucky that this wasn't much worse when you think of the troops that were wounded if it had been turned around. The U.S. has started to withdraw, as you know, some of the 100,000 troops from Afghanistan. They're going to send home 33,000, supposedly that was what was said, by the end of next year. And the international coalition has already started to transfer some of the security to the now newly trained forces in Afghanistan with the idea of removing all of their soldiers by 2014. As I said, that is the ultimate date where everybody would be, where supposedly everybody would pretty much be out. But what do we leave behind? I mean, what, you know, ultimately, what is it, what are we leaving Afghanistan like, I guess is what I'm asking, and we've talked about this a lot, by the time we end up leaving? There's the question. The idea is to leave it a better place, but will the people who are illiterate turn to the Taliban, of course they will, for money? Can they be bought? And the answer is yes. Because they don't understand, though they're learning, some of them, when you have that amount of illiteracy in a country, how tough is it to try to communicate with them and to turn them around, to give, you know, take them to the water of knowledge and make them drink? Good luck with that. Because we started of a theme of never forgetting in 9/11 here on America Tonight, and I was in New York, I was doing a radio show on WFAN, the biggest all-sports station in the country, and we stopped doing sports because all anybody wanted to talk about was just anything to vent, to express, to whatever, as to what was going on in New York. You do take pause when you read things like three passengers being detained in Detroit after a flight from Denver. And that's what happened. Three passengers aboard a Frontier Airlines were taken off the plane, and they were interviewed when the jet landed because there was a report of suspicious behavior. Now, that could have just been a 9/11 paranoia thing, or maybe there was something to it. But it's how you feel about traveling. I thought we'd leave you with the reading of some of the names in New York City. Never forget, my friends.
Thank you for your courage. Todd M. Beamer. Let's roll.
Paul Frederick Bettini.
Jane S. Beatty.
Alan Anthony Beaven.
Lawrence Ira Beck.
To my little brother, Leon Bernard Haywood, also known as MC Sundance, we love and miss you, and we will always live our lives, live, love, and laugh.